You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 20, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Swiss regulators have approved a groundbreaking malaria treatment for newborns and very young infants. This addresses a critical gap in malaria treatment for the youngest and most vulnerable. Previously, there was no approved medication for infants weighing less than 4.5 kilograms, forcing doctors to use formulations for older children, which posed risks of overdose and toxicity. The new drug is a specialized formulation of artemether-lumefantrine, an artemisinin-based combination therapy, ACT, recommended for uncomplicated Plasmodium falciparum malaria. Artemether clears parasites quickly, while lumefantrine prevents reinfection, targeting different stages of the parasite's life cycle. This formulation is expected to be rolled out in individual countries after regulatory approval, with Uganda among the first to implement it. Countries are anticipated to approve the treatment within 90 days of submission, ensuring timely access. While the rollout is described as largely not for profit, details on affordability and distribution in malaria endemic regions are still being finalized. Effective distribution strategies are essential for reaching vulnerable populations, especially in remote areas. Integrating this new formulation into existing malaria treatment protocols for infants is crucial. Healthcare workers in endemic countries will need preparation, including guidelines and training programs on dosing and administration. Robust supply chain management will be vital for availability at the point of care. The long-term impact on malaria mortality rates in newborns is expected to be significant, aligning with global health goals to reduce the malaria burden and contribute to child survival initiatives. There is growing recognition of malaria's burden on very young children, challenging previous beliefs about maternal immunity's protective role. Maternal antibodies provide temporary protection but may not be sufficient against malaria and could hinder vaccine effectiveness. Pargavi Rao from the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine noted that even low parasite levels can lead to severe malaria in small children. Malaria vaccines are typically given to children from around 5 months of age, leaving a gap for younger infants. Preventive measures like insecticide-treated bed nets and indoor residual spraying are crucial for infants under 5 months. The new drug fills this treatment gap, providing a safe option for infants under 5 kilos, allowing for early and effective treatment vital for reducing morbidity and mortality. It also aids overall malaria control by reducing the parasite reservoir in communities. Malaria poses a significant risk to newborns, especially in regions where the disease is widespread. In 2023, an estimated 36 million pregnancies occurred in 33 African countries with widespread malaria, with 1 in 3 mothers infected during pregnancy, increasing transmission risk to newborns. Each year, around 30 million babies are born in malaria risk areas in Africa, with malaria infections in infants younger than 6 months reported between 3.4% and 18.4%. While specific global incidence and mortality statistics for infants under 5 kilos are lacking, this group has faced immense challenges in malaria treatment. Infants with malaria are at increased risk of treatment failure and drug toxicity due to their unique physiology. Expanding knowledge to optimize treatment for infants requires including more in drug trials and reporting treatment outcomes separately. The new artemether-lumefantrine formulation directly addresses the treatment gap for infants under 5 kilograms. Before this approval, these infants were either untreated or received risky formulations. While detailed clinical trial results for this specific formulation are not fully available, research on similar pediatric antimalarial formulations provides insights into safety and efficacy. Continuous monitoring of effectiveness against evolving parasite resistance patterns is crucial, especially given rising resistance globally. The report does not clarify whether this formulation is effective against drug-resistant malaria strains, a significant data gap as resistance to artemisinin and partner drugs like lumefantrine grows. It also lacks details on potential side effects or contraindications for newborns. Understanding drug toxicity and treatment failure risks in infants is essential. Malnourished children could benefit from the new drug, but the interplay between malnutrition and malaria treatment outcomes needs further exploration, as malnutrition compromises the immune system and may affect drug response. Copyright, African Elements.